Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
This is outrageous, man. First of all, in a second, we're going to talk to Brittany, who thinks her man is cheating on her with carbs. All right. No carbs in the house. All right. We'll get to that in a second. So I'm really excited about this game. The Braves are going to be playing the Reds in Bristol, Tennessee, at their speedway. So they're converting the speedway into a baseball field in August.
Oh, really?
And I think it's so cool.
They're going to be like race cars around it while they're playing. They got to like, run the bases with the cars around.
They're not adding that element, but they're converting the infield, raceway infield, into a baseball field, and they're going to play there, right?
Okay.
I think it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dope. And I love experiences like that, something new, right? So it's not until August. So I thought, you know what? I'll jump on these tickets right here, right now, before anybody's even thinking about it.
Super early.
So I go over to StubHub and I check out the prices and I'm looking at these out in the outfield. And then I'm like, all right, let's see where the Richie Riches are going to sit. And then I click on a ticket price for $339 if you want to be like right behind the plate, which, I mean, those are great seats and it's an expensive seat. But that's not what's outrageous to me. I go to click on it for the $339 and the ticket price ends up being $550, yep, including all fees.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The hell?
I can't tell you how many times I was going to go to a game and then I realized that the fees are just as much as the ticket. And I was like, yeah, never mind. I'm cool.
I clicked on it four times because I thought, oh, there must be some kind of IT problem going on here. But nah, that's what it costs for fees. Now, I understand you got to pay your people and all, but that much? On a $339, you're going to pay $505?
It pretty much doubles the price. And what annoys me is you know what the fees are, so why are they not just pre-calculated into the seat? So when I see $350, right, I know, okay, I'm going to pay $350 with fees.
It would hurt you less if it doesn't say fees and they just give you the overall charge. It's the amount, the upcharge on the fees that's driving you crazy.
Because maybe my budget is $350. I'm like, oh, perfect. I can be right behind the plate. And then you click on it, and then that dream that you just had for 30 seconds dies.
Yeah, I'm with you. I probably would have still gone to those games if they would have done it that way.
It's true. Like, it doesn't feel as outrageous if it's built into the cost.
That makes sense.
Here is Raven. Good morning, Raven. You are part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi, I'm from Bristol, Tennessee. I grew up there.
Yeah.
If there's a cost thing that is a barrier for you going to experience something like that, every Christmas they do a drive-through thing at the track. Sorry, I'm a little disheveled.
No, you're good.
They do a drive-through thing at the track where you can go on, and parked in the middle is a little scenic village with a carousel and all kinds of cool stuff.
And what is that, like $10? But with fees, it's $250.
No, I think it's like $20.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's I did the research on it today. It's like 4.5-5 hour ride from Atlanta. So it's worth going to. That's for sure.
For that price, let me know when the players are playing from in the race cars.
Seriously, man. All right, Brittany wants our help here. Yes, it's a matter of cheating, but it's not with another person. Good morning, Brittany. You are part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you wanted our help. Today is usually War of the Roses Day or to catch a cheater. We got ourselves an infidelity problem here, but it's not with another person.
Yes, yes. I really need your help because my husband and I made a pact to start eating healthier this year.
Yeah.
Less junk, fewer carbs, no more late night snacking. But lately, I've been finding some suspicious evidence that makes me think he's been sneaking around.
All right, what's the suspicious evidence?
A little powdered sugar on the laptop keys. Right.
That could be anything.
Yeah, he's been sneaking around with donuts. Yeah. It started small, an empty crumbled up napkin in his car, a faint whiff of glazed betrayal in his breath. Then I found the real smoking gun, a receipt for a dozen donuts, time stamped at 7 a.m. on a work day.
Oof. My man so didn't even get the individual donuts.
Maybe he's buying them for somebody in the office and wasn't partaking, and he's just a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I confronted him, and he swore they were for the office, but somehow I just don't buy it.
I mean, technically, he is a part of the office, so could be for him, technically. Now,
I think the smoking gun probably is more you say you're smelling the donuts on his breath.
No,
that, to me, is the smoking gun.
Yeah. I think maybe she's going through donut withdrawals herself. She's starting to smell things. She's starting to twitch a little bit.
And No. This was his idea.
Mm-hmm. So
he was the one who said we needed to be more disciplined, get in shape, hold each other accountable, and, like, I was totally on board. I've been so dedicated. Like, so I'm not going through withdrawals because, like, I've turned down office birthday cakes. Uh-huh. I walk past the smell of fresh bread at restaurants and even resisted grabbing fries off my friend's plate.
Oh, that's sacrifice.
That is.
Those are the best fries.
You are a patriot. Yeah, it could be frustrating, man, because you make this pact together. Now, you have not cheated at all since you guys made this agreement.
No, let me tell you, the biggest test was last week. Someone brought in my all-time weakness, cheesy garlic bread.
Oh, yes.
And I stared at it, and it stared at me. But I held strong and walked away.
You definitely deserve the truth.
Right, but my husband, he has apparently been having a secret affair with donuts.
We don't know that. We don't know that yet.
Brittany, why does it matter so much to you that he does it with you? Like, is this something that he wants as much as you do?
This was his idea.
All right. So you wanted us to test him to see if he would be loyal if carbs were put in front of him. Tommy, what did we do?
So normally when we do War of the Roses, we craft these emails that Kristen and Tracy usually put together. But this time, it was all me.
Yeah.
And I created a company. Normally, it's a fake florist. This time, it's Tommy's Doughy Delights.
Okay. To see if he would take a free box of delights.
Well, I'm the carb king of the Bird Show. I know about these things.
All right, Brittany, give us a couple of minutes here. When we come back, Tommy will tell you when your husband was offered the free carbs, did he take it or not, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next. Hey, the Bird Show. So, no, we're not talking about physical cheating this morning. We are talking about, like, cheating on an agreement between a wife and a husband, right? They came together, and it was his idea. It was dude's idea that, hey, they're going to get a little healthier in 2025. They're going to stay away from carbs. They know sugar is bad for you also, so they're going to back off on the sugar. So we got Brittany here on the phone that just called us, and she's just like, I have been so good about it. I turned down, like, cheesy bread.
Garlic cheesy bread.
Ooh. In the office. You know how hard that is?
She didn't steal fries off her friend's plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's shown dedication. But dude here, her husband, has been sneaking like donuts into the office. She says she smells it on his breath, sees the napkins rolled together and thrown in the trash can. So she thinks that he's been messing around on their agreement. We've seen this before on the show, like when a husband and wife make an agreement to not smoke cigarettes.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden she sees that there are some cigarette butts, or a cigarette carton in the ashtray or in the car. And it just makes you feel so disloyal. Like, we made this agreement together.
Yeah, it feels like a betrayal, especially if it was his idea, cornering her into giving up all the donuts and the sweet treats. It's not fair.
All right. So Brittany wanted our help to see if this dude was really cheating on her with carbs or not. All right, Brittany, you ready for the results?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So,
she's already disappointed.
She knows the results.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
First of all, Brittany, as the resident carb king, I need Dan's number after this because I need to give him some pointers on how to hide this stuff from you because I'm the king of this. I know when I cheat and things Renee, my wife, doesn't want me to eat, I'll put it in the trash, but like up under some trash so she doesn't see it.
You'll put it in the trash?
But under trash.
Dig so in the trash.
Like, she doesn't like me drinking Mountain Dew. I don't drink Mountain Dew at home. The only place I drink it is here.
Okay.
And I only have Coke Zero at home, which has no calories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hide that Mountain Dew bottle in the recycling bin, like up under some cardboard.
Maybe you should take your own pointers because now you're talking about it on the radio show, which I'm assuming she listens to.
Nah.
I didn't think that through.
All right, yeah. So how did we tempt this guy?
All right, so we put together a fake email. Normally when we do War of the Roses, we pretend we're a florist and we send this offer for free flowers and see if they bite. In this case, Dan likes to bite donuts, so we came up with a donut shop, Tommy's Doughy Delights.
All I'm saying is if I'm getting an email that says Tommy's Doughy Delights on it, I am not clicking that. You're about to get some pop-ups.
We even created a customer rewards team, which this email is from. It says, "Hi, Dan. Congratulations. You've been selected for an exclusive VIP Tasty Treats membership." Whenever I hear sweet treat,
sweet treat,
I think of Abby every time.
You want to get some context to that?
She always talks about...
Have an HR issue. No,
whenever she talks about... I'd never heard the term sweet treat.
Sweet treat.
Until her, every time she says...
It's kind of a Gen Z thing. Like, it's sweet treat o'clock. It's sweet treat time.
All right, back to this.
Now it makes some sense.
Yeah.
Offered VIP Tasty Treats membership. Tommy's Doughy Delights, a premium bakery service for our most valued customers. As a welcome gift, you get to choose a free box of gourmet pastries. No strings attached. Just let us know where to send them, and we'll have them delivered fresh right to you. Choose from these delicious options. Classic glazed donuts. Light, fluffy, perfectly sweet with our signature glaze. Flaky butter croissants. Buttery, golden, freshly baked to perfection. Chocolate-filled danishes. Rich, creamy chocolate wrapped in a soft, flaky pastry. Anybody's else's mouth watering?
Yes.
Something tells me you didn't need ChatGPT.
He just attached his Uber Eats receipts to the email.
Cinnamon sugar twists. Warm cinnamon spice pastries with a sweet sugar dusting.
Mm.
To claim your free box, simply reply with your preferred delivery address, your pastry selection, and a special message for the lucky recipient. If you'd like to give them to someone special, act fast. This exclusive offer expires in 24 hours. Looking forward to treating you, Tommy's Doughy Delights customer rewards team. Dan immediately responded. Okay. I'm talking like 2 minutes after this email was sent.
A world record.
He ordered the classic glazed donuts to be delivered tomorrow to your home address, Brittany. And there were very specific instructions. He asked for the delivery to be made between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m., which I'm guessing you're not going to be home at that time, Brittany.
Yep. Yep. That's him going home to intercept the package because I will be at work.
So this dude is leaving work to get home at noon to get this package between noon and one.
His free donuts. I don't know if they've ever done this for baseball here, but I remember when I lived in Miami, when the Marlins would get 12 hits, you could take your ticket to Dunkin' Donuts and get a free dozen donuts. I would stand in that line for an hour and a half to get free donuts.
I'm assuming with Miami, it was only once a year that they got 12 hits.
This was back when they won the World Series.
Okay. Anywho, so he sets it for 12 to 1 o'clock when he knows she's not going to. He's leaving work, getting the donuts.
Yep.
Okay.
So he's on the hook.
Yeah,
but
little does he know. Yeah, little does he know. I'll be there.
Right.
He'll be getting a visit from me between 12 and 1 tomorrow instead.
Okay, now here is the problem. There's really not going to be donuts that are delivered between noon and 1. That's fictional. So when you show up at noon tomorrow, I wonder if he's just going to come clean or how he is going to act for that entire hour.
I would love to see his face.
I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Yeah, you should ring the doorbell with the donuts.
Yeah.
Don't get donuts. Show up with like a dozen rice cakes.
With little donut shapes in the middle. Like you take like a whole punch and just go.
That is a great idea. All right. These are supposed to be delivered tomorrow?
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Between 12 and 1.
All right. So we will talk to you on Thursday and find out how it went. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Good luck. Go bust that man.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.